Good morning and welcome to day three of the 12 days of Christmas. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And we continue to reflect on the daily devotions that we've used throughout Advent and now in this Christmas season, the Mass in the Messiah. And today's reflection talks about the plot twist. The plot twist that comes not with Jesus' birth, but after his resurrection, when Jesus says to Peter in John's gospel, invites him to follow him. Jesus already had invited the disciples to follow him when he first called them. And here, after Peter denied Jesus, after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, Jesus comes back to Peter, inviting him to follow him again. You know, when things looked like they had gone back to normal, Peter was, you know, there at the seashore, they'd been fishing, you know, things have gone back to normal. Maybe today things have gone back to normal for you. It's Friday, it's a couple days after Christmas. Maybe you've returned to work, maybe your leftovers are gone. Maybe, and I cautioned you against this yesterday, but maybe you have begun to take down your Christmas decorations and resume go back to the decorations and sort of your schedule from pre-Christmas and Advent. But even in the midst of that, even when it appears that things have gone back to normal, Jesus continues to call us and invite us to follow him. He invited Peter there on the seashore, and he invites you and he invites me to not forget what has just taken place. We're only 2 days removed from the celebration of Jesus' birth. Let's live our lives like we remember it happened and as though it actually has an impact on our daily lives, because it should. We should be daily changed by the good news of Jesus Christ. So let us not forget to remember what has taken place. And yesterday, I encouraged you to ponder these things in your heart, and I think that's a good practice. If you're listening to this on day three, you've already demonstrated that you've adopted a new practice for these 12 days. Kudos to you for doing something different, having been changed, your behavior changed by the good news and the celebration of Jesus' birth. Keep up the good work, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. It's Saturday, so maybe your schedule will be a little different. Feel free to sleep in and catch up with me later in the day. Thanks for spending a little bit of this day with me. Take care.